sure all of us can recognise this bird from its song, but how many of us can say that we've actually seen the bird itself? It's perhaps no surprise then that William Wordsworth wrote, "Shall I call thee bird, or but a wandering voice?" Male cuckoos are indeed great wanderers, spending their winters in Africa and their summers in Europe. But it's only very recently, thanks to modern technology, that we've been able to confirm this. And scientists have been able to follow a number of cuckoos as they migrate south to the dense equatorial forests of Central Africa. This would all come as a real surprise to our ancestors, who believed that the cuckoo turned into a sparrowhawk in winter. Not perhaps as silly as you might think, given that both birds are greyish in colour and have barred plumage and long tails. After spending winter in the south, the migratory urge propels the cuckoos northwards. And for many of us, their return is a welcome sign that spring is well and truly here. Song of the male